welcome to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Happy June. Great to be here today. Have a great show, as always. I know I say that every week. I have a couple of announcements, and after I make those, we'll be talking with Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest, one of my favorite companies locally and also one of our show sponsors. So we have a lot to talk about with them, an event that we're doing together this summer, and also some of their products and what makes them so fabulous. Before we talk with Rebecca and Georgia, did want to remind you, coming up is the Seattle Animal Shelter's Furry 5K, which is this Sunday, June 10th. And you can find out more about that on their website, which is furry5k.com.
That's a lot of fur.
Yes.
The fur will be flying.
Indeed. It's a very well-attended event, and it's the Seattle Animal Shelter's big annual fundraiser and an important event for them to raise funds to keep doing the great work that they do. And the Seattle Animal Shelter is also where our Seattle Animal Control, or what they like to refer to themselves as, the Seattle Humane Animal Law Enforcement. So there are animal control officers, and very, very important service to the community. And it tends to be, you know, one of those aspects that suffer from budget cuts, and just so important that we as a community support them, because we really, really need their services. So attending this event, or supporting this event, is a great way to do that. And it's also a really fun event. And again, it's the Seattle Animal Shelter's Furry 5K, Sunday, June 10th. They do a run or walk. So you can choose. You can get a team together and walk as a team. You can be a donor. You can sponsor the event. You can also volunteer for the event. And you can find out more about that at furry5k.com. And again, that's Sunday, June 10th, and that's at Seward Park. And I believe it starts in the morning. So definitely recommend that one. It's a really fun one. You do the walk in Seward Park, which is a beautiful walk. And then there's, after you walk through the finish line, there's a whole bunch of vendor booths. And I know they do gift bags and stuff every year. So that is a great event.
Doggy bags.
Doggy bags, indeed. So also wanted to mention, too, just my excitement. I'm reading a new book, and I hope to bring Dr. Jean Dodds back onto the show. Brilliant woman. And I talked with her several months ago about rabies vaccinosis and the work that she's doing to actually change the industry standard for rabies vaccines, because they are required by law for dogs that are 6 months of age or older. And the standard now is that the dogs need to have the vaccine or need to be revaccinated every 3 years. And Dr. Dodds is doing work that is actually going to change the standard of the veterinary industry to move the vaccine to a five-year vaccine, and then hopefully eventually to a seven-year vaccine. And the studies that she's doing is proving that dogs don't need, that they still have the antibodies in their system, and that they don't need. And this will be, I assume, well, I don't know if this will apply to cats too, Eric, but
we'll find out.
We will. Anyway, I'm reading
Dr. Dodds is her name, right?
Dr. Jean Dodds.
Dr. Jean Dodds. Not to be confused with Dr. Don, our wonderful sponsor, Dr. Don's Automotive.
Not to be confused with Dr. Don's Automotive.
And also not to be confused with Dr. Dog, the rock band. So
thank you.
It can be confusing.
Thank you.
Dr. Dodds is who we're talking about.
D-O-D-D-S. Mm-hmm. Brilliant woman. The one interview that I've done where I was like hanging on by a thread trying to keep up with her. She is brilliant. Really, really cool. You can find that interview archived online at dogradioshow.com.
And we've talked about the rabies thing before on the show, how it really does kind of seem excessive to have it done every 3 years.
Yes, it actually is excessive and unnecessary. She has a book out called The Canine Thyroid Epidemic, and I have just started reading that. And so I am hoping to have her back on the show after I finish that book, which I think will take me a little bit of time. It's pretty dense. I'm not surprised. But The Canine Thyroid Epidemic, and really glad to be getting this information too. So look forward to that, hopefully this summer.
And summer's just around the corner.
Oh, I know. It's June
20th.
Crazy.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited.
I know. I'm still in February, I think. Like, wow. I don't know. Time goes by so fast.
I know. It just flew by so quick.
Yeah.
But that means it's going to be time for a lot of good dog walks, I think.
What a lovely day to take your dog for a walk.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, let's bring on Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest, one of our sponsors. Hello, Rebecca and Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hello.
So, always lovely to have you back. And there's always so much to talk about because you offer so many products and solutions for not only dogs, but cats too. So, even though this is the dog show, we will also be speaking to how your products can also benefit cats as well.
Well, and so many people have multiple pets in their home. So, well, we may not put a collar on a bird. We can protect the bird or the guinea pig from the cat,
right?
Or the dog.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, invisible fence for, you know, birds. That'd be a The signal would have to go pretty high, huh?
Just in, they'd have to be teeny, tiny collars.
Yeah. So you have, what we're going to focus on today are your portable avoidance solutions. And to talk about the different aspects of this, one, the portability and flexibility, and also the difference in the training, the correction level, because they're used for all sorts of different boundaries that people may want to set either within their home or within the large main boundary of the yard. So go ahead.
And I was going to say, one of the reasons we can do this and have this conversation now is because in developing our training program, instead of just making the electronic pet containment sort of scary for the dogs, invisible fences work to teach the dogs and the cats how to find where the edge of their boundary is and how to understand how it works.
Right.
So if we set up something temporary, they understand how it works.
Right.
And that makes all the difference in the world for making this a really useful tool to make everybody's life easier in the household.
Yeah. And that's something that so, I think, distinguishes invisible fence from your competitors is the training that comes with, I mean, the training is the product. I mean, you have to have the dog or cat understand how it works, what the boundary is, and to do it in a way that doesn't freak the dog out, because that really can happen. And I've had, years ago, I had a friend in Vermont who, tried to teach his own, bought it himself at a hard home store kind of thing. And he did not do it well. And he, as a result, the dog wouldn't go outside at all.
Keep in mind that would never have been Invisible Fence brand.
I know. Cause you can't, I mean, it comes with the training. That's how you do it. Right. I mean, and this was another brand, and he tried to do it himself, and it was not successful, but it had a really bad side effect too. So you guys do it in a way so that the dogs are like, oh, okay, I get it. I get the relationship between the boundary and the collar and how this works. And then depending on the safety needs and how important it is for the dog to not cross the boundaries and the potential for distraction and temptation, you know, you can adjust the correction as well.
Well, and what I tell clients all the time is we have a stop, don't run into the street, correction, and then stay out of the trash.
Right.
and being able to set those independently has been a huge bonus in being able to have more applications for what we can do.
Yeah. So you have your outdoor solutions, which, you know, where the invisible fence sort of goes around, the boundary is the limits of the yard, the outdoor yard. And so it keeps the dog safely in the yard without needing an actual physical fence, or in some cases, like with my client that I'm meeting with next week, to keep the dog in the yard, even though they have a physical fence, the dog is just sailing over the 6-foot fence. So you have those. And then you also have these different, which is what we're going to focus on today, your portable avoidance solutions, where you can actually, you know, have your outer barrier outdoor solutions to keep the pet in the yard. But then maybe you have some more specific needs within the yard, ornamental garden, vegetable gardens, any area that you kind of want to be a little bit more specific. And then one of the things, Rebecca, that we were talking about before the show is how what's great for people with multiple pets can let the cat into the ornamental garden, but keep the dog out of the ornamental garden. And that's a great, there's just so much flexibility, and your technology has advanced so much, and you know, it's really cool to see how you have evolved and how your technology has evolved, you know, over the past several years. And we're getting up close to our first break. So I'm going to hold this thought, and when we come back, I'll have Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch from Invisible Fence Northwest share their expertise and explain to us a little bit more about their portable avoidance solutions and how all the different ways that those can be applied for both dogs and cats. And so we look forward to that. We'll take a quick break now, and we'll come back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's litter box and food bowls. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Show discount. Invisible Fence, for the life of your pet.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com. And The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Find them online at InvisibleFenceNW.com. A fine song selection, Eric.
Thank you. And that's what you'll be singing to your dog via Invisible Fence.
That's right.
If they try and go in the street.
And the heartbreak spoken about in that song would be the heartbreak of the dog or cat having gotten out of the yard and hit by a car.
Exactly. Aww. So yeah. Stop in the name of love,
yeah.
Doggies.
Before you break my heart.
Right.
And that's what Invisible Fence Outdoor Solutions and also your portable avoidance solutions can provide, from keeping your pet from bolting out the front door or getting out of the yard.
The unit at the front door is also great for dealing with what I refer to as the greeting disorder.
Yep.
The very friendly dog who doesn't know the difference between someone wearing jeans and somebody all dressed up.
Yep. Well, and then we can also, this would be a different show, but there's also a lot of training that can help with that too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. There's all these, and we just, during break, we were just talking about, like you guys were naming off all these different applications of these, and I was like, oh, that'd be great, especially with the summer approaching. So these portable avoidance solutions, now they have indoor and outdoor applications, and so they are actually portable units. So tell us a bit about how these work.
Well, we really have portable units that fall into two categories. One is designed to be used indoors, and it runs on a rechargeable battery. And one of the things that makes it very cool is you can set up different groups so that you can keep, you know, you can let your Chihuahua or your cat on the couch, but keep your Mastiff on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Or set up feeding stations so that your old dog can free feed and your puppy has to wait for meals.
Oh, yeah. The cat, so that the cat can free feed, or to keep
absolutely.
The dog away from the cat food or the litter box.
Well, and as my cats have gotten older and I noticed they were having a harder time jumping up on the counter, I realized that, you know, I have the technology that they don't have to jump up on the counter.
Right.
And then we have outdoor solutions that can be out in the rain.
Okay.
Outside. So you can have, if you've got, you know, a 12-year-old lab and a lab puppy, your old dog can go lay in the garden if he's not destructive and have a puppy-free zone. Or the cat can hide under the Japanese maple and the dog can't chase them through there or dig it up. And those run off of batteries, so you have to change the batteries every so often. But we have a lot of folks that will take that and take it camping with them.
Mm.
So once the dogs understand how Invisible Fence works at home,
yeah,
they can set up a temporary boundary where they camp or at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm. So it really is portable. Like, you can actually take, you know, it's portable. It's a unit you can move and then set it up in different places.
Yep. Take a roll of wire and set it up. But this isn't designed for dogs that don't already understand how it works. That they have to understand how Invisible Fence works.
Of course. Of course. And so it's established and they go through the training, which is always a part of your products.
Mm-hmm.
Is the training sessions, the multiple training sessions that come with it. And so then the animal understands, okay. And so how do they know, like, if you're going to put the wire around, like, let's say you have a tent trailer or something like that, and you want to have, like, create almost like a little yard out in front where you can keep your dog, but you know that they're not going to wander. How would the dog know? Would you, like, bring some flags out, which is what are the visual markers for them in their training process at home?
Well, visual markers can be anything, and one of the things you could train them to is maybe surveyor's tape tied to the wire.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have to mess with flags.
Right.
Because there isn't anything magical about a flag as a visual cue. It's just the one that's easy to use.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so they are portable. You can take them with you if you're going. Rebecca, you had mentioned if somebody's traveling, like, to a guest's or like family's house bringing the dog. The dog has a tendency to bolt out the door. You can actually bring a portable unit and just set it up at your family's house where you're staying with your pet and show the dog, and then you know the dog's not going to try to bolt out their door.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, you're traveling and maybe you're staying at a pet-friendly hotel and you have kids and they're going in and out, and you need total control over your dog so that you don't have that thing happen that nobody wants to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cabin, maybe you're staying at a friend's cabin, and maybe you put that at one door, so at least you know, or two doors, so that at least you know you don't have to worry about that. And there's a process by which we teach the pet that it's okay to go through the boundary, and they know when this ritual is in place. It usually involves a command, a special word that everybody knows, and a ritual that's been taught to the family and the dog, that they know that it's safe to pass through, and, of course, the collar's off
right
before that happens. But mm-hmm. just gives everybody more control so they can have focus on having fun versus having to worry about where's the dog.
Well, and especially in the summertime, like if you're going like a summer rental cabin and there's the kids are running in and out.
Right.
And that's really a time where, you know, dogs, if they want to, know that it's an opportunity for them to get out if they're inclined to do that. So this is a way to prevent that from happening.
Exactly.
And so you also have, you know, it's not just doorways, but one thing that we were talking about during break, which I think is a great idea, is like the barbecue. Because the dogs, like, they're out trying to, you know, there's like greasy drippings. Or the hamburger patties that are sitting waiting to be cooked.
Right.
So not just, to keep the dog from stealing food, but to also keep them safe and away from the hot grill and the greasy drippings that might upset their stomach. And so you can just pop one of those portable guys under there, and then the dog just leaves the barbecue alone.
Or the turkey fryer at right. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, or like the fire pit, or, you know, I mean, dogs sometimes get close and the spark flies out and lands on their coat or whatever. And then another thing, too, that you were talking about is that I hadn't thought of, too. I mean, there's just so many applications for this, which is great. Once the dog's been trained, you can move it around and use it. Like if you're having a party at your house, and you're going to have food out where you normally don't. Like, I know we have a house full of dogs, and we would not leave food on the low coffee table because they'll, if they have the opportunity, especially if we're not around, they'll eat it. So, but what if we have, you know, an event or a party or a gathering of friends or something, and we have food out for people, you know, you can just, again, put one under the table and have it be temporary for the pet, and so that it's not like something that you have to necessarily have established all the time.
Well, and that's one of the things that happens with our training, where we teach them how to adjust to that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it works incredibly well.
Georgia speaks from personal experience.
Well, yeah, I live alone, and it's always been much easier to teach me to pick food up than
right.
to teach the dogs to leave it if I walk away.
Yeah.
And when guests are over and I want to have something out on the coffee table, it's great.
Yeah.
But that's actually one of the big changes with how we train now and what Invisible Fence has done with technology. Because it used to be, if you wanted something indoors, it's, well, what do you want to keep your dogs away from? And now a lot of it is, how do you keep your dogs safe in the house with things they shouldn't be into?
Right.
So a lot of these portable applications don't keep the animals away from the people at all. They just keep them away from things that could be harmful.
Right. And it doesn't have to be where you are like, okay, this is going to be a forever boundary. It can mm-hmm. be something that is just for a short period of time, and then you remove it, and then the pet eventually, depending on how badly they want to get back in, they learn, okay, now it's cool.
Well, and it's like protecting the coffee table. I know because I'm sort of a zealot about this stuff, and it works so well for me. I I often offer these solutions, and folks go, oh, yeah, good idea. But it means instead of the dogs being locked up during a party,
right,
they can be out and still have the food protected. So they actually get to be more a part of the family than less a part of the family.
Right. And that is, I mean, that's something that I've heard as part of our conversations pretty much every time I think that I've had you guys on the show is it's not about keeping the dog. And you actually won't, like, because you guys offer free consultations. So people, you know, if you're not sure if it's, you know, the best fit or, well, how will this look for me in my environment? You just set up an appointment and someone will come out and kind of hash it through with you and then you can decide. But one of the things, you know, that you won't actually set it up if somebody's like, I want to set this up to keep the dog away from the house or away from the family. That's not what it's intended for.
Not at all.
And that's actually something that is probably one of the number one reasons that a dog will take off is, you know, aside from being distracted by something that they want to chase, is like that they're isolated and lonely. So they're like, you know, there's nothing to stay here for, so I'm just going to go. So it's just, you know, I've heard you say that consistently, and I think that that's a really good point. And I think most people, I would assume, listening to this show anyway, are not interested in keeping their dogs away from the family. But it's important to say we are coming up on another break. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northeast. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
You can't see it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. You've got to feel it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Ah, it's shocking. It's electric.
Specializing in spinal decompression, chiropractic, and physiotherapy, Dr. Justin Favreau and his team uses integrative, evidence-based treatments to provide his patients with comprehensive care that works with the body as a whole connected system. Director of the Advanced Rehabilitation and Wellness Center, Dr. Favreau would love to find a solution for your symptoms of pain, numbness, and tingling, headaches, allergies, fatigue, and general malaise. Contact Dr. Favreau at 206-497-4962 or go to advancedrehabandwellness.com. That's advancedrehabandwellness.com. Joan Sarita, creator of Therapy Corner Store, servicing your animal needs through therapeutic music, massage, aromatherapy, and workshops. Helping people connect with their dogs and promote healing through touch and music with her instructional CD, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. Go to joansorita.com, that's joansorita.com, to order your Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage today. Or call 425-877-4824. That's 425-877-4824. JoanSarita.com. Therapeutic music, aromas, and massage for your dog.
For home repair, remodeling, construction advice, ideas, and useful stories every Saturday from 10 till 11 a.m., tune in to Constructing Whatever. With over 40 years of combined experience, hosts Tim and Lynn talk about whatever, from important need-to-know topics to fielding your questions about the latest industry news. It's Constructing Whatever, every Saturday morning, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This week, we will move beyond the stigma of grab bars and easy access to your home and taking your questions. Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. I can't help it. I just love that song, and I especially love playing it when we have Invisible Fence Northwest on the show.
Very apropos.
It is.
I've been waiting for the electric spark.
It's the electric boogie, actually.
Oh, sorry.
I know, and that's what I said. I was actually like, no, Eric, it's the electric slide.
She does reference the electric slide in the song, though. So.
Well, the electric slide is the dance.
Right.
So anyway, so we are back with Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest, and we're talking about one aspect of their a line of solutions that they offer for both dogs and cats, which is the line of portable avoidance solutions. And there's both indoor and outdoor versions of those. And we were talking in the last segment about how you can just keep your dog or dogs like away from the barbecue or the coffee table or out of a guest room, and how one of the things about those portable solutions is that if you want it to be, it can be a temporary thing. Like if you're having guests and you're going to have food out on the coffee table, I think a lot of people who live with dogs, especially multiple dogs, just don't leave food out on the coffee table because it'll get eaten. And that's easy to manage, like you said, Georgia. I mean, and you know, I do that too. I mean, I don't have a need to just have food out all the time on the coffee table, you know, so we don't do that. But we have certainly had times where we've had guests over and we've had, you know, spreads of food and stuff for people to munch on, and how that would be a time where it would be nice, and how, you know, that actually gives the dog more freedom. So rather than having to close the dog away or remove the dog from the situation, they can actually still be a part of the party. And you also know that you don't have to worry about them stealing food off the tables.
That's a great example of using it in a temporary or contextual example. Another example is during the holidays.
Yeah.
Where you have a lot of people over, or there are certain decorations or things that come out that might be harmful to your cat or your dog.
Or the tree, the Christmas tree, you know? Yeah. And I know that's a danger, like dogs eating ornaments and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So you have some store. And one of the great features of this is that for people with multiple pets, you can have different boundaries for different individuals. So places where the cats can go that the dogs can't, or vice versa. If there's an older dog and a puppy, places where the older dog can go, but the puppy can't. So tell us some situations where you've had clients with multiple pet households and how you have set those households up for them.
There's a couple of things. The first one that's really obvious and we've touched on is I can't tell you how many people are so frustrated with having to deal with dogs like Kitty Rocha.
Oh, yes.
So being able to deal with that is one of the prime ones. When our new equipment first came out, one of the first things I did was I got a call from a client who'd been had Invisible Fence for years, and they had a new puppy, and we trained the new puppy, and she called because she wanted us to keep the dogs out of the house. And that seemed very odd because these people were very connected to their pets.
Yeah.
But it turned out that the new puppy, the coat was just enough different that the daughter was having terrible allergy issues.
Huh.
And the old dog had slept in the parents' bedroom for years, and they were trying to figure out how to deal with these allergy issues because they didn't want to give up their dogs.
Yeah.
But you can't be sick all the time either. And what we did is we came up with keeping the dogs off all the carpeted areas so that on the hard floors, it was a lot easier to keep up the dander and the hair.
Right.
We kept both dogs out of the hallway in the daughter's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept the puppy out of the parents' bedroom because the mother also had some allergy issues.
Yeah.
But the old dog didn't have to change her habits.
Uh-huh.
And the puppy could get where she could see into the rooms. And this puppy was probably a year and a half old before the adult hair grew in and it was an issue, so it wasn't a tiny puppy.
Right.
But all of a sudden, instead of having to kick their dogs out, their dogs could still be with them on all the hard floors.
Right.
Just away from the things that made the allergies worse and that were harder to pick up all the dander and things.
And this brings up a good point, because I just thought of a question that I have heard my clients ask me when I've been talking about boundaries in general is, but won't the dog feel like, does the dog feel bad that I'm, and they're actually kind of projecting onto the dog, but, you know, if I don't let the dog in the baby's room at night when, you know, we're having, when the baby, like I had a client who's, the baby had like a 10 minutes or so of time that he just kind of hung out on the floor in his bedroom and crawled around, and, you know, it was like his kind of winding down time before bed, and then they would read a story and then he would go to bed. And so it worked best for them to just ask the dog to stay on the other side of the doorway and not be in the bedroom at that time. And my client asked me, but does she feel like bad about that? And, you know, especially as long as we don't make a huge deal out of it, the dogs just know, see boundaries as boundaries, like, oh, okay. And they're not like, oh, you don't, you know, why can't I, you know, they're not, it's not like, so I just wanted to speak to that, because I imagine people may have that reaction if you're like, oh, the poor puppy can't go into the room.
Well, and everybody has boundaries. You don't let your 5-year-old do the same thing you let your 15-year-old do.
We hope everybody has boundaries.
Well,
but it's not. If everybody had clear boundaries, I would not be working with people with their dogs in training.
Well,
and behavior.
That's true. But
yes, I see your point.
And as long as I think you were exactly right. A lot of it has to do with keeping the emotion around it down. But,
right.
You know, if you have a 5-pound dog, they're going to have some different rules than if you have a 105-pound dog.
Right. Well, and it's certainly better than, you know, keeping dogs in homes and not in shelters because of an allergy development or, you know, outside, like you said.
Yeah, or kicking them outside, because these are folks that did not want to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing that Invisible Fence with our different rules for different pets has been great. Just to start with, let me say one of the things that is really exciting about this is we are really the only electronic pet containment that can provide different rules and shared rules.
Yeah.
So that they can share the boundaries outside. But it's like when you know, if you have two labs and you've got one that's 10 or 12 and the puppy, those body slams get really hard on an adult dog, an old dog.
Yes.
And having a place to go hang out in a puppy-free zone is huge.
Yep.
I'm working with some folks now that have a Jack Russell that likes to chase the cats.
Of course.
Not really interested in hurting them.
Yeah.
But they're older cats that like having a place they can go. And it's like in the old days, sometimes you'd have to lock the cat or the dog in a room.
Yeah.
Now we can have maybe the upstairs is the cat's area and the downstairs is the dog's area.
Could they put a flag on the cat?
Not yet. but they could have more room.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to be locked behind a door.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier to have both the cats and the dogs be actively part of the household and the family.
Mm-hmm. And also that, you know, if you give the cat or the older dog a place to go that's still within the main living area, then, like, I know for cats, like, I thought one of the hardest things is when cats run from dogs. Because you could take the same dog and put a cat in front of them that's like, I dare you to mess with me. And, you know, a cat that holds their ground versus a cat that's more skittish and takes off.
Mm-hmm.
That same dog will, you know, it's just about the cat's ability to set their own boundaries with the dog. And for cats that tend to bolt, it's just like, oh, fun. Let's chase, and then the cat just disappears. But if the cat has a place where they're able to hang out and they know the dog can't get in, then you're giving the dog and cat the ability to kind of practice being around each other without just playing this chase game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that works well at my house is I have a bare-eyed cockatoo and an African gray. Neither one of which are an invisible fence, by the way.
Birds.
Yes. But my dogs will beg from the birds and will try to get into whatever they throw on the floor of their cage. And so part of what I do is I use one of our portable units so that the dogs can't get inside the bird cages.
Do the birds give the dogs, like, obedience commands and stuff, like, sit?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Are you? I'm not surprised.
And it's the same way I can have the cage doors open and the cats can't get to the birds.
That's a good thing.
And, you know, in my house, it's never about keeping the animals away. And for most of our clients, it's not about keeping the animals away from the family. It's about keeping everybody safe
and happy and comfortable, right? All of the different animals. Very good. Well, again, we're talking with Georgia Welch and Rebecca Murray of Invisible Fence Northwest, one of our show sponsors and also one of my favorite local companies. It's the only electronic pet containment that I recommend to my clients. One, the technology is the best, and two, the training is just so superior to the either lack of or absence of training that another brand may offer, or training that's not really done by people who know how to train. So you can find them online at InvisibleFenceNW.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah. Kind of funky dogs.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that is fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you are a Dog Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to New Pro Supplements, we cover the world of animals. This week, June 10th, it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. That means gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis will join me for the show. We'll catch you up on everything that's happened with my woo-woo cat story in the past month. Plus, we'll tune into various animal stories around the world to find out what the animals have to say. Join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. It's time for a service to get your car ready for summer heat. Summer service includes oil change, check AC and cooling systems, and more. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor on any service. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with honesty of a dog lover that you can trust. Find them online, drdonsautomotive.com, or call 206-782-6303.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have been talking today with Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest, one of The Dog Show's major sponsors, and also one of my favorite companies. Now, we do things outside of the show as well. So, you know, I've had you guys on. I always love to have you on the show to talk about your products and how they really help people and pets and give pets more freedom. Especially what we were talking about today is how making multiple pet households, making sure everybody is comfortable and everybody has their place to go. A place for the cats to go where the dogs can't follow them, stuff like that. And one fun thing that we're doing again this year, we did it last year as well, and we're kind of taking it up a notch. Thanks really solely to your efforts, Rebecca, in keeping in communication with everybody. And I mean, you and I have been in contact about this event for months.
Yeah.
And how we can make it better. And it was such a fun event last year. So you and Invisible Fence Northwest are hosting and facilitating again this year the Doggy Drag Costume Contest, which is part of the Capitol Hill Pride Festival that's happening this year, Saturday, June 23rd, which is Pride Weekend, and that's Gay Pride Weekend, one of my favorite events. So the Doggy Drag Costume Contest is from 11 to 1 is the registration, and then we actually have the contest, and so I will be emceeing the event and also one of the judges. I think there's going to be five judges.
Right, five judges.
And it was hard to, it was hard. There were a lot of really great.
Oh my gosh, I was so potential. Glad I think I was not a judge.
Yeah, I mean there were several dogs that I think could have been the champions, but we didn't. You know, you have to pick one, and great costumes, so much fun, and a really festive event, a festive day, and also for a great cause. So tell us a bit, Rebecca, about the Humane Society's Pet Project, which will be the recipient of the donations that we're able to put together from this event.
Okay, yes. Well, we're taking donations for anyone who wants to enter the contest with their dog or who just wants to donate to this wonderful cause, the Pet Project. It is to help pet parents with AIDS support their pets, their cats, their dogs, provide things such as funds for pet food, cat litter delivery, since, you know, a lot of folks are disabled. They have a hard time shopping for things like that, bringing them home. So they have volunteers who will drop the food and the cat litter off since they're, you know, heavier items. Also providing things such as beds and scratching posts for the kitties, free basic veterinary care at their clinics, and grooming services. So whatever someone might need, they provide as best that they can through the funds that are generated and also through their volunteers. Their volunteer network. So the Pet Project, you can find more about it if you go to the SeattleHumane.org website. And it also is a connection or an offshoot of their food bank. So that's sort of how it got started.
Okay.
They have a wonderful food bank, too.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, did you say that there's a Facebook page also for this event for the Doggy Drag Costume Contest?
Yes, right. Well, and did we explain too? It's for the pet parents with AIDS. So anybody who has a pet who's suffering with AIDS can sign up for these services.
Yeah.
By just simply contacting the Humane Society. So yes, we have a Facebook page now for the Doggy Drag Costume Contest, and you can see Julie on the page, as well as the other judges, and by watching the video and looking at the pictures there, you just go to Doggy Drag Costume Contest in Facebook. You'll find it. You can like the page, and you can see those pictures and how very, very, very difficult it would have been to pick the five winners.
Yes.
Last year, we had Congressman Jim McDermott, who gave the Best in Show prize this year. It will be another dignitary along those lines. We don't know who that will be yet.
Yep.
But boy, it was such a great time. And this is a real celebration of love and relationship.
Yeah. And really, again, it'll be such a even more fun this year due to your efforts behind the scenes, Rebecca. So thanks so much for that. You've really put a lot of energy into this. And it is so much fun. Again, it's the Doggy Drag Costume Contest. Everybody is welcome to participate Saturday, June 23rd in Seattle on Capitol Hill. It'll be part of Capitol Hill Pride Festival, which is on Broadway.
And you look for the Invisible Fence booth, which are really hard to miss. We've got great logos on our booth, so they're easy to see from far away. And that's where you will register if you're entering the event. And the event sort of takes place, will be taking place near our booth.
Yep, and the registration is between 11 and 1, is that right?
11 and 12, and then the contest actually runs at about 12:30, and then 1 will be awarding the prizes.
Okay, so register by noon and go to the Invisible Fence Northwest booth at the Capitol Hill Pride Festival, and you guys have a double booth every year, and it's the like you said, your logo, blue and white.
Right.
And again, this benefits the Humane Society's pet project, as Rebecca was just talking about. And I'll be emceeing the event again this year. And with a little bit more thought put into it, I'll be probably warming the crowd up beforehand and maybe doing some trivia. One thing, which I always love to do, I think I actually made Georgia do trivia one time on the show. Which I just love. I always enjoy doing that. So, you know, talking with the crowd a little bit, and then you'll get to see all the contestants one at a time, and then the judges will vote. And that's a great, great event. Doggy Drag Costume Contest, Saturday, June 3rd, hosted by Invisible Fence Northwest, facilitated by. And earlier in the show, we were talking about the Invisible Fence Portable Avoidance Solutions and all of the different applications. You can take them with you places. They are actually portable. They can also be temporary. You can, you know, the barbecue, the coffee table for an event if you're having a cookout or a party and you're going to have food displayed where you normally wouldn't, having dogs in the house. It's a way for a dog that's already trained to the system. You can use temporarily as well. If you've missed any part of this interview or any of our past over 170 shows now, you can go to our website, which is dogradioshow.com. And all of our shows are archived there. If you go to the podcast page, our most recent show will be at the top of the list, and you can scroll all the way down. And if you want to learn more about other aspects of Invisible Fence systems, you can scroll through and find any of our shows where we've had either Georgia Welch, Rebecca Murray. I know that we also had a show where we had some other people.
Customers.
Yeah, some customers who are also directors of some shelters and stuff like that, talking about their experiences. So you can also listen to those as well if you'd like to learn more about other products. Now, if somebody's been listening to the show, all of our episodes are also archived as a free podcast on iTunes. So you can find us there as well. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes and you'll find us there as well. And then you can download us for free. Now, if somebody's been listening to the show, and I imagine many people are sort of thinking about how this could benefit them, their pets or pet and their household, what's the next step for them? As far as, you know, finding out more, or if they are definitely like, oh, I want this, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there's a couple of ways that people generally do it. So one would be, Julie, to go to your website and click on the link to our website, and then from there make a call, or they can actually, someone can actually schedule an appointment right from the website. You can find a day or time that works for them, give us some basic contact information, and we will be at your home that day at that time, somebody like myself, a consultant, mm-hmm. Where we'll spend some time together asking questions and seeing if we can help.
Uh-huh.
The other way would be just to call 800-800-3362. That's also FENC. Our website is InvisibleFenceNW.com. You can also find us just through InvisibleFence.com, and then you'll just put in your zip code, and you'll end up in the same place.
Okay. And you do free consultations, as you said, so you can have somebody out and take a look at your environment, your yard and your home, and see how it might configure to fit your family individually. And then also your products are all guaranteed, so there's no risk. I know I've had some people think, but could it work for my dog? You know, even my dog?
Right.
And the answer is...
It's a common thought for people who've lived with some type of behavior that's been difficult
right.
for some time.
I know. My dog. You couldn't contain my dog. So it is guaranteed. And yes, they can contain even your dog and cat.
And the one thing I want to, you know, we talked about, and I just want to make clear, is you don't have to need an outside invisible fence to keep your dog in the yard to use some of the indoor
yep.
and the portable solutions.
Yeah, that's great.
The one place where the dogs do have to be really well trained is to use the camping solution.
Right. Got it. And that's, again, all information that people can ask a consultant when you set up an appointment to have them out. Well, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Rebecca Murray and Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest. Again, the website, invisiblefencenw.com. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.